You're getting a text, sweetie. She's texting you. It's your fiancé. Come on. Take out your phone. See what she's up to. Oh my. It's a photo. A selfie. Her in a bikini at the pool. That bright pink bikini you've always liked. It fits her so well, doesn't it? Clinging to her breasts. The strings slightly digging into her sides. You can even see the faint outline of her pussy lips. You'd better scroll down. You're at work, remember? Down, boy. Read her text. Oh. She made a new friend at the pool. That's nice. You're not surprised. She's good with people after all. A new text. She can't wait for you to come home and meet him. Him. Your mind races for a second. Him. But before you can start typing a reply, she sends, "Don't worry, babe. He's not into girls." Relief. You let out a deep breath and let her know you'll meet her at the pool soon. Heading home now. Your mind starts wandering. Why did she tell you about this guy? What's so important about him? You trust your fiancé. She told you he's not into her. Not into any women. But you can't help but worry. Right now, your fiancé is with another man. Alone. At a pool. She's in a bikini. Any man would worry. Your mind is racing now. You pick up speed. Racing to get home. She's alone with a man in her favorite bikini. The selfie flashes in your mind. The smile on her face. Was she blushing? Probably not. You're just overthinking things like usual. Don't think. Just breathe. Everything will be fine. She's a good judge of character. This guy she's met, he'll probably get along well. Just breathe. There's nothing to worry about at all. And before you know it, you're home. Walking into the apartment complex. Breathing steadily. Still a little apprehensive. But excited to see her. The pool gate is open. Go inside. Step inside. She's been waiting for you. There she is, lying on a poolside chair. Eyes closed, smiling contentedly. The sunlight dances on her blonde hair. She's beautiful. You instantly noticed her breasts in the bikini. Her hard nipples tinting the fabric just a little. She opens her eyes. Smiles as she sees you. Give her a kiss. You love her. You don't see her new friend anywhere. Maybe he's gone home already. She sees you looking around. She's pointing at the poolside. He's over there. You aren't sure what to expect, but you didn't expect this. There's a man pulling himself out of the pool. Your heartbeat quickens. He's incredibly muscular, emanating power, his skin dripping with pool water. His skin. Black. Black, deep, dark, ebony skin. Standing up now, towering over you both, at least 6 feet tall, maybe 6.5. A taller, stronger man. Your primal instincts kick in for a split second. The fight or flight response. Flight. Flight. No, this is your fiancé's new friend. There's nothing to worry about here. Sure, he's taller, more muscular, maybe even more handsome than you. And it doesn't matter that he's black. Push those stereotypes out of your head. You're afraid to look at her, though. Afraid of seeing how she looks at him. She was blushing in that photo. You know she was. Oh, he's extending his hand. Back to reality, sweetie. Shake his hand. Introduce yourself. My God, his grip is so strong. This is the most powerful hand you've ever shaken. She's standing next to you now. Chatting with him. Chatting with you. Small talk. It's a bit of a blur. Your mind is racing again. You aren't paying much attention. You notice his voice is very deep. Her voice is like a bird chirping compared to him. She looks at you and says, "Drinks?" You snap back into the conversation. She's inviting him over for drinks. Inviting him into your apartment. Nothing wrong with that. Another man in your apartment. A bigger, stronger man. That's fine. Walking to your apartment now, all three of you. You're trying to relax your breathing. She makes new friends all the time. This will be nothing new. You'll have a few drinks and he'll leave. Glance back. Just a glance. See them walking behind you. She's blushing again. He's behind her. You only saw it for a second. Was he touching her? It must be your imagination. Here's your front door. You're basically on autopilot now. Unlocking it. Going inside. Turning on the light. Cracking open a few beers. Sitting on the couch. Chatting. Smiling. Pushing the worries away. That nagging feeling of seeing your woman with a stronger man. A black man. Time passes. You keep drinking. Not talking much anymore. But they are. They're laughing, telling stories to each other. You feel strange, like a third wheel, a stranger in your own home. Take another sip. It'll be okay. Another drink. It'll be fine. His hand is on her thigh. That's okay, right? She's still in her bikini, though. That's weird, isn't it? You're overthinking. Thinking. His hand is still there. She's smiling up at him, blushing again.
Definitely blushing.
Another drink. Getting a little dizzy.
Sleepy, even.
Feel your eyelids getting heavy. It's okay to relax.
Everything's fine here.
Don't look at his hand on her thigh. Don't notice how his skin contrasts her so beautifully. Just relax. Close your eyes.
Close them.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
she wouldn't do anything bad. Sleep now.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Your fiancé is completely faithful. There's nothing to worry about. She would never cheat on you. She wouldn't sleep around. Especially not with that guy. Where is she? Powerful, strong.
Where is she? Where is she? You're dizzy. Disoriented. Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she?
You're alone on the couch. The lights are off. It's night. You're dizzy. You can't read the clock, but you can hear it ticking. Ticking.
Ticking.
Giggling.
You hear her.
Giggling. Coming from the bedroom. She's probably on her phone, texting, scrolling, waiting for you to come join her. Her friend has gone home. You feel some relief at that. Get up, walk to the bedroom. Careful, you're still a little drunk. Closer to the bedroom. Joining her in bed sounds so nice right now. You knew she wasn't up to anything bad. How could you doubt her? You feel silly now. You trust her completely. More giggling. The bedroom door is cracked. Reach for the handle. No, this isn't right. You're still asleep. You must be. But you feel compelled. Compelled to look. Crouch down. Peek through the cracked door. Oh God. He's really there. With her. She's sitting on the bed. Still in her bikini. Her large ass and thighs are cushioning her nicely. And he's standing, towering over her.
Towering.
His hand is on his waistband. The same hand that was resting on her thigh. Tugging his shorts down. She's protesting.
I have a fiancé.
She's sincere. She wouldn't cheat on you. You want to burst in the room, but you can't.
You can't.
You can only watch. Kneel and watch. This man is certainly into women. He lied to her. Or did she make that up too? Don't think about it.
Just look.
She's covering her eyes now, looking away. As he pulls his shorts down, you look away too. And then you hear him speak, that deep rumbling voice. Look at my cock. You both look, her on the bed, you from behind the door.
Oh my God,
it's the biggest cock you've ever seen. And the same goes for your fiancé. See her eyes widen, her lips part in shock. It's massive, a huge, long, powerful black penis.
So big.
At least 10 inches. 10 massive inches. And still mostly soft. You can't believe it. This is not happening. She tightens her legs together, then parts them a little. Her posture seems to open up ever so slightly. Why is she doing that? He walks closer to her. Closer. Big black hawk swinging back and forth. Her eyes are locked on it. Locked on the head. See her legs spreading even more. Letting him in. Letting him get close. She's leaning forward. Closer. You're certain. She's never seen a cock this large. She's never seen a black cock before. You still have a chance, hon. You can intervene now.
No, you can't.
This is the point of no return. Your legs feel like jelly. You can't move a muscle. Fight or flight. You choose flight.
Flight.
You choose to watch in horror. Watch her lips part inches from this man's penis. She keeps protesting.
No, I have a fiance.
Protesting while staring at his cock.
I can't do this.
Barely blinking.
We can't.
Licking her lips.
We can't.
Leaning in closer. He's smiling down at her. He's done this before. She's half his size. He's in full control. Her lips move closer.
Closer.
You close your eyes. You can't see this. But you don't cover your ears. Hear that? Listen.
No, no, no.
Oh my. She's sucking.
I shouldn't.
Sucking his cock. This is real, sweetheart. Your fiance is sucking another man's cock. A black man. Your bride-to-be has a 10-inch BBC in her mouth. Well, 11 inches now. And growing. Getting bigger. Thicker. Longer in her mouth. Harder. 12 inches. 13. She's still protesting between slurs. Fighting her desires. Trying to remember you. But every time her lips slide back down, she forgets a little. Forgets you. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Heartbreaking, but also arousing. It's okay. You can't help it. You're getting hard. Not as hard as him, but throbbing nonetheless. It's okay to touch yourself. Watch your girl slobber all over his cock and jerk off, kneeling on the floor. Spying on them, jerking, heart thumping. She's cheating on you, cheating with a big, strong black man. See how her lips elongate down the shaft, how she's bobbing her head now, no longer protesting, flickering her tongue against his glance, flickering. Teasing, worshiping. She's so good at it. You've never seen her like this. Looking up into his eyes, she sucks, slurps, gags, chokes on his monster cock. 14 inches now. He's fully hard, fully erect. Pulling out of her mouth. Slapping his cock on her cheeks. See her panting. She has a wild look in her eye. A primal look. Her legs are fully spread now. Bikini thong clinging to her pussy lips. A huge wet spot. Growing larger. This is bad.
They're going to fight.
This is bad.
He's going to claim her.
Watch him move his hands toward her. Rip her bikini off. Exposing her body.
Exposing.
Hard nipples. Wet pussy.
Robbing clitoris.
She's ripe and ready. You've never seen her this aroused. She's a different person. Every breath she takes is full of sexual lust.
Horny.
His cock is twitching obscenely, reacting to her slutty body. Watch him. Watch him move on her. Move on your fiancé.
Mounting her.
Pushing her down on the bed. Climbing on top of her. Positioning his penis.
Mounting.
Right at the entrance to her pussy. You realize she hasn't really been cheating. Not until this moment. Everything before was just playtime.
Foreplay.
You're about to witness your woman get claimed by a big black cock. Keep stroking your small penis. So small compared to his BBC. Watch him lower himself down. Pressing down. Pressing in her pussy. Sharp gasps of pleasure. No pain at all. Her pussy is so wet and inviting. He's sliding in. Sliding inside. Deeper. Deeper. 3 inches in. 5 inches. 7 inches. Deeper than you've ever been. And still only halfway. Deeper. Deeper. 10 inches. Her legs are twitching. She's feeling a real cock for the first time. True penetration. Real sex. 12 inches. He has her pinned down, ripping her arms, pushing them up above her head. She's powerless. She's completely helpless under him. 13 inches. She's biting her lip, moaning and gasping, toes curling. Is she having an orgasm? This early? No way. 14 inches. She's coming. Hard, deep, powerful. The first true climax of her life. Moaning and grunting. A 14-inch BBC impaling a cunt. Sliding it out now. Slowly. Fucking her. Fucking your fiancé. He made her come on penetration. You've never experienced that. You feel inferior. You are inferior. Jerking off on the floor. Watching your fiancé have real sex. With a real man. Sex. Rough sex. He's pounding now. Pumping. In and out. Hard and deep. Deep and hard. You can't look away. Time slows down. You see everything. Every position they take. Doggy style. Slapping and spanking her fat ass. Her whole body jiggling with each thrust. Missionary. His cock balls deep. Thrusting. Pumping, hands grabbing her tits, tweaking her nipples, sucking her nipples, giving her nipple orgasms. You didn't know that was possible. Lifting her up, fucking her in midair. Pre-cum and pussy juice dripping to the floor. His huge black hand sinking into her soft ass meat. Fucking, thrusting, making her scream and moan. Minutes go by, hours pass. He doesn't stop. He's fucking her up against the wall, pulling her hair, hand around her neck, lightly choking. She loves it. She's lost count of her orgasms. They just keep coming. Watch her jerk off to her. See her getting blood. 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 And never coming back. Another hour passes. They're on the bed again. He's thrusting faster now. Deeper. Bull's deep thrusts. Fucking her in a deep mating press. Mating, breeding. That's all you see now. Your fiancé being bred. Bred right. Bred black. Head's hanging off the edge of the bed, and suddenly she sees you. Her eyes lock on yours, and he comes. He ejaculates deep inside her. Her eyes leave yours, rolling up, giving way to the most powerful orgasm of her life. In this moment, she doesn't know you exist. He's filling her pussy. Coming inside her, filling her womb, breeding, mating, fulfilling her completely. Her orgasm is reaching its peak. She's wailing, wrapping her legs around him. It's okay. You can come now. Just let go. Come. Squirt your pathetic load. Come for her. Come for your unfaithful fiancé. Let it out. Let it all out. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Good boy. Very good boy. Ah, you needed that. She needed that. Your mind is so hazy. But everything feels right. Your worst fears were realized. But so were your most depraved pleasures. Pleasure. Pleasure is all that matters. You're still kneeling on the door, trying to clean up your cum puddle. But the door opens. It opens wide. He's standing there. Your fiancé's new lover. This black Adonis of a man. Standing over you, smirking. That same knowing look on his face. Looking down at you. No words are needed. You both know your place. He walks past you, leaving you alone with her. Alone. Go to her. See to her. She's on the bed. Twitching, eyes rolled up a bit, a fucked silly look on her face, blonde hair messy, strands clinging to her face, slap marks on her face, hickeys all over her neck, nipples red from being pinched, and you're sure her ass is covered in red handprints. But what troubles you is the sperm. Your fiancé is completely covered in thick, sticky sperm loaves. On her face, in her mouth, in her hair, all over her tits, her stomach, her legs, even her feet. Go ahead, look at her pussy. See the huge wad of cum slowly ooze out of it. There's no way she isn't pregnant. Push that thought away. She'll be okay. Everything's okay. You'll wake up soon. This has all just been a dream. Surely. Look into her eyes. See her swallow a load of BBC sperm, and she says, "Oh, I love you." After all that, she still loves you. Hear that? He's leaving, and hopefully won't be back. But something's wrong. The door opposite yours. His door, his apartment, your neighbors, next door neighbors. She heard it too. You can tell that look in her eyes, the lustful look you've never seen before. It's bad.